Pirate captains. Me and Billy run off, adventuring 4 days in a row. I don't care if we're not supposed to. We pick wild chicory leaves, dig river holes, filling them with twigs, fish with balls of cornmeal. We don't catch nothing. And try to trap a skunk. Grits for bait doesn't work. We're happy. Mrs. Beale isn't happy. Every day at dusk, I try to sneak home. Mrs. Beale is always waiting on the porch, frowning, hollering at me. Sugar, there's work to do. Off season short. Have you started sewing your shift? No, ma'am. Where have you been all day? Outside. I know outside, she says, exasperated. But where? Doing what? I squirm, wiggle my toes. Ma taught me not to lie. But Mrs. Beale would be mad if I told the truth. You're not getting into trouble, acting foolish. Let her be, says Mr. Beale, rescuing me. She's promised not to go too far. Let her be. She's motherless. My duty to see her right. Mrs. Beale, lips pressed thin, isn't happy about her duty. I wish she'd quit. Tomorrow, sugar, she says sternly. Tomorrow, we've got to get on with your chores. Behind my back, I cross my fingers. Tomorrow. I'm not promising, just repeating. The Beals are snoring, deep and quivering. I hear it through the wall. Not quite dawn, I wipe sleep from my eyes, then stand, grab my shawl, shoes, and tiptoe toward my door. I push gently. The hinge squeaks and cold creeps across my face. Toe, heel, toe, heel, I reach the bottom porch step. Sugar! Mrs. Beale is fuming, her face red, her eyes are sharp, black like a beetle's. There's work to do.